Delta Mike Hotel, November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. 48 degree modeling up here in the north. How about you?
We're at 49. And I'm making the trek all the way to Marquette this morning.
Damn, they got Jeff going out here. They got you going to Marquette. They just need to get you guys a couple of helicopters, get you there quicker, and get you back in one day.
Well, I am going to be coming back today.
Oh, my goodness, Drake. You're going to have some road time on your hands. Ah, oh, I tell you. The layout, you're going to get turned really quick. Pretty soon you'll say, can I just do patrol cars? Tornadoes. in 3 days. People chased it down in Oklahoma. One person had twins and another one had twins last night. This is getting crazy down there. Then they had Joplin, Missouri was on alert for tornadoes. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day today.
Yeah, Joplin doesn't really need another tornado. They've already had enough. So. Oh, man. As long as it's not over here, I am A-okay with it.
Yeah. Okay, Drake, well, we'll talk to you later. You have a good ride. Turn up the music and enjoy your time. Have fun in the UP there. NADMH, KCVSU, 73.
Catch you later, Toby. NADMH Mobile. Mantle. NADMH Mobile Garrett. NADMH Mobile Wolverine.
Good morning, Drake. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf on the Northern Michigan system. Repeaters are pretty quiet today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Good morning, Mr. Jim. That's all right. I'll just keep yapping until someone yaps back, I guess. But, got a Marquette day trip going on for 30 minutes worth of work. Get that.
That's a lot of windshield time. Oh well. Hey, what's the result for the exhaust system on the car?
Well, I'm going to drop the exhaust, the entire exhaust soon anyway. But I discovered why the car was so loud. And the reasoning is because the gaskets were gone and the bolts were missing slash loose. So I was just dumping the exhaust right into my floorboards and the passenger side. There's no gaskets in there, but I tightened up the bolts and that seems to have cured the problem mostly. There's a small leak, but nothing too crazy. So that's next on the agenda. Get some new gaskets, put some all new bolts in, and Loctite them so they don't come out. Stainless, of course. And then, in the process, got to flip the carrier bearing because it's upside down and it vibrates a little bit. The mounting points are a little offset on the carrier bearing. So, and then control arm and new thermostat.
Well, you got me. I have no idea what a carrier bearing is or if a control arm. You might have to explain a little bit of that. I'm a little ignorant about that.
Yeah, the carrier bearing is the center section of the drive shaft. There's a U-joint. Well, in most vehicles, there's a U-joint at the transmission slash transfer case. Then there's another U-joint at the center of the drive shaft where the carrier bearing is. And then there's a third U-joint at the differential. This doesn't really have three U-joints. It's got, like, two. And then it's got this, like, rubber, I guess they call it a guibo thing on the transfer case. It's kind of like a rubber coupling. And at an angle, it vibrates a little bit. It's not at a crazy angle. It's at just enough where it vibrates after a few minutes of driving. And then the control arm, it's a lower control arm, and it's got a ball joint pressed into it. The ball joint is bad. So I don't have a press to press out the ball joint, so I'm just going to replace the whole control arm. And it holds the bottom part of the whole knuckle to the car, because the only thing holding the top end of the knuckle that, you know, goes to the hub and the wheel is the shock. So it's like the bottom stabilizer bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've replaced those on the fronts. I've never replaced them on the backs. I don't know. Those parts and pieces that, you know, those arms at $130 a piece, it gets kind of pricey.
Well, I'd say I got pretty good mileage out of them. I think it's probably the first time that they've ever been replaced. When I looked at them, they looked like genuine original parts, so. Although the vehicle was always, before I had it, was always serviced at the dealership, so it could have been replaced. I haven't really looked that closely at the repair history, which I have. But, I mean, $130 for the control arm, a whole new metal piece. It's a pretty large piece, too. Plus the ball joint. That's not too bad, really.
Okay, well, that was my price guess from my history of doing it maybe 5 or 7 years ago, so you never know. Okay, well, hey, no one came back to you, so I figured I'd just give you a shout. I'm kind of making the plan for today. I think I got to make a trip. Yesterday was Home Depot. Today I think I might have to make a drive all the way down to, yesterday was Lowe's, so today might be Home Depot. ACATG. Hey, 73s, have a safe trip up north.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. We'll catch you later. Any EMH mobile.
KABCW.
Mobile,
Mackinac City.
KABCW, good morning, Drake.
Good morning, Bentley. I am about 2.5 hours into my 4 hours and 45 minute drive to Marquette.
Sweet.
I don't think I haven't been up into the UP in a while, so. So I'll do about 10 to 30 minutes worth of work, but I'm okay with that.
You spending the night up there or doing a turn and burn? Say again, you were clipped.
The ladder.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. It can be a long day. I've done a few of those from Harbor Springs to Iron Mountain and back, and Harbor Springs to Detroit and back. Makes for a long day.
Try doing it from Traverse City to Bloomington and back in a day. That's 6.5-7 hour drive one way.
Yeah, I'm too old for that anymore, man.
Well, I did that a couple of years ago in the Beamer, and left in the dark, got home in the dark.
Well, heck, you can do that in January, just going to work in your own town and coming home.
Summertime, though, so that's a different story.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'll be hitting the road this weekend and heading down to Pennsylvania with a couple of buddies of mine to go on a backpacking trip. And my wife and I are heading to North Carolina and Tennessee later in the month, so we'll be putting some miles on, too.
Well, that's pretty cool. I haven't gone on a trip down in those states specifically, and I wouldn't do that. So, the only unfortunate bit is the stars have to align in order for something like that for me. So, anyway. And look at that. There's the Mackinac Bridge. Kind of fun when you've been inside the towers.
Oh, you've been up inside of them?
Yeah, it's definitely 50s technology.
Yeah, but you know what? That stuff worked, and it still works.
Oh. Time to get in the left lane and do 45. Pass all of the semi-trucks and box trucks and all of that fun stuff. So. Sometimes. Well, what's on the docket for today for Bentley?
Well, I hit the gym early this morning and did a little bit of work, having some breakfast now, and getting ready to stand by for work the rest of the day. Then I got a guy coming over to do some work on my truck. He's affectionately known as the Dent Guy, so he's going to take care of a few door dings for me.
There you go. That'll work. The Dent Guy, that's a pretty good name. Aw, man, the bridge goes down to one lane. That's kind of lame. But, anyway. Well, good deal. That's fun. I've got some rust projects to fix up on my car. That'll be more of a warmer, sunny, summer day project. I also got to find a way to set up like a paint booth kind of deal so I don't get dirt and leaves and stuff on my paint.
Yeah, that's where a garage really comes in handy if you can get one.
Well, we'll see if I can make that happen. If not, then I might be kind of screwed. Or maybe I'll just have to do it and hope that none of the dirt and things gets on the paint.
Man. Hey, by the way, that link you sent me yesterday wasn't working. It said it was a non-secure connection, so I couldn't get into it. So I'd like to check it out if you had a chance to confirm that that's the right one.
It's the right one. You just got to make sure that you don't put the it doesn't have HTTPS on it. Because I don't have, I guess I could put a SSL certificate on it and fix that problem, but that's not a right now solution.
All right, maybe I'll give it another try today.
Yeah, you're gonna, before you click live, I want to turn off all of the stuff, because it's got a lot of inject points, and it will just start yapping, and it won't stop unless you turn a bunch of stuff off or, you know, only have it set to play the stuff you want to hear.
Okay, cool. In other news, I think my Sherry Pie hat is supposed to show up today so I can finish setting up my All-Star node, so looking forward to that.
Oh, well, good deal. That'll be exciting. And, yeah, I have a good feeling you'll probably be able to figure it out. It's a pretty simple operation.
Yeah, after you and I spoke last and I did a little bit more research, it seems pretty straightforward, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, good deal. All right, Bentley, I'm just getting onto the north side of the bridge towards the toll, so I'm hoping MacPass works, because the last time I went through here, like, a while ago, and it didn't work because apparently I had it too close to the mirror, but after that, I got to grab gas and then start making my way west. So we'll catch you later. Any EMH, mobile.
All right, man. Safe journeys. Enjoy the drive. K8BCW.
Is that a Uper I hear? W8FIK, good morning.
So I will be right back again. EMH mobile.
And mobile monitoring.
K8FGW monitoring.
K8FGW from K8HHT. what's going on today, Joe?
Doing some stuff around the house, and I was going to drop the radio off. I got the new SPL. I'll drop it off to you. Maybe check it over.
Oh, okay.
What are you up to today?
Haven't decided yet.
Yeah, this just got me busy later today, and I gotta take her to the truck. But I'm waiting for parts for her car.
Oh, okay.
Well, I gotta go back at 11 o'clock tonight, and I'm not gonna do that.
Me neither, I'll be in bed sleeping.
I don't blame you, I would be too.
There you go.
Kilo Foxtrot A, Foxtrot Lima India, monitoring.
Echo, WOAD, mobile monitoring.
AD9NN, mobile monitoring.
NA DMH, WAVPC, on the way home.
Still got another, my GPS is gone.
Yeah, I heard you going up there, and I figured my brother went to Northern Michigan University, and he would make the trip from Royal Oak to Marquette in 10 hours. And back then, you know, 40 years ago or so, 10 hours was absolutely not obeying the speed limit. Yeah, he said once I get past the bridge on US 2, it was 100 miles an hour most of the way. Of course, that's at night, and one time he hit a deer at 100 miles an hour. All his buddies in the car were asleep, and they woke up, and they had to stop, and they had to change underwear. Yeah, you didn't quite make it that time. You're on the fringe, by the way. Yeah, and it hit the left front fender, or bumper fender, and it jammed the driver's door, so he had to climb out the window. pretty comical. Yeah, okay, I'll let you focus on not hitting any deer or elk. And once you get in stronger, throw your call out, WAVPC.
Hey, Drake, are you on this side of the bridge? Okay, be careful coming over. It's real windy down here. I mean, I've had doors open, and I haven't done nothing to shut them. They're shutting on their own. They're talking high wind gusts this afternoon between 4 and 8, possible up to 50 miles an hour. So just kind of FYI, have a safe trip home. It's real windy.
Perfect timing for getting my weather station up, I guess. All right, we'll see how it goes on the bridge. Any minute.
Yeah, just checked. They got a high wind warning going on, so FYI, I just checked the bridge online.
Well, hopefully they don't close it. That sucks. Any DMA problems?
There's no ice to fall, so you're good there.
That's true.
Okay, see you there, too,
Claire. Okay, E8FJW, mobile.
Hey, Brad, how's it going over there? NACMA, mobile.
Good afternoon, Drake. Oh, it is a beautiful, sunshiny day. It would be a lot better if it wasn't so breezy. Other than that, we're doing pretty good. How's everything your way?
It's the same. Judging that by the fact that we're in the same part of the state at the moment.
Yeah. He made back to the EUP?
That is the head straight towards Newberry there, so.
Okay, yeah, I heard you going towards Newberry, so, wow. Something making a trip way over there.
And it's quite a lot of driving just to replace a coax connection.
Yeah, that's for sure, but hey, it all pays the same for you.
Yeah,
Roger that.
Anywho.
Yeah, I heard that they were telling us there when they came up to Lakescape for a visit, a site visit, and they say they're possibly looking into opening a shop over that way.
Yeah, we're, it's happening, supposed to be open in May, so still got a few weeks, but that's the goal.
Oh, that's cool. So, who was the lucky ones that get to go over there?
Not me. Not my problem.
Ah, okay. Well, very good. Yeah, Chatham's way kind of middle of nowhere anyway, so.
Yeah, it kind of is, but oh well.
So anyway, just
rolling up on Nobbin Way here, so I kind of thought about stopping along, but I don't know, my ETA keeps getting later and later, and it's already after 5 o'clock when I'm going to be getting home, so I might just keep going.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Well, there's a few places to eat there. Clyde's always good, so if you're looking for something to eat real quick, stop at Clyde's.
I think I'm already past there.
Clyde's is in St. Ignace.
Oh, then I might stop. We'll see how I'm feeling when I get over that far. Let's see if I'm in a mood to get home as quickly as possible or if I can spare a little bit of time.
There you go. So, yeah. Well, as long as the company's paying for it.
The thing is, it wasn't a spend a few nights up in Marquette kind of trip. It was down and back, so that unfortunately does not apply.
Oh, okay. So you're in race towards the time clock. Got it.
Every time I come up here, it makes me want to move up here. It just seems so peaceful.
Yeah, I hear you guys have a new shop opening up over there.
Yeah, they're kind of opening it up in the middle of nowhere, but I mean, closer to Marquette, but I didn't really want to live over there.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So they're different than Central UP. They're different. So there you go. Yeah, maybe someday you guys will have a shop this way.
I see. I'm gonna put both hands on the wheel because it's pretty breezy on the road a little bit. Anyway, it's mobile.
Sounds good. So, yeah, I can't imagine being on US 2 right there. But are you on the water there? It can be super breezy. So, anywho, NA, DMH, KE8FKW, 73, mobile.
K8BCW, testing All Star.
You figured it out. NADMH mobile.
Yeah, man. How's it sound?
It sounds good. No complaints. I'm also driving, so I can't give you the most accurate audio reading.
How far home have you made it?
Well, I'm just rolling into Acme, so I've got another 20, 25 minutes.
Trying a different HT, how does that sound?
It's just a little bit louder. Sounds about the same, though.
Well, good. Nice that you're close to home. That's a pretty long day behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's been a very long day behind the wheel. Probably just a little over 10 hours.
Yeah, but you're young. You can do that day after day after day.
Well, you've been doing that day after day. I'm done.
I regret to inform you it's only Tuesday.
But it's Monday. That's even worse.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting the app on my phone set up to control my node, though, and I just can't seem to get it to work. I'm using that node remote app, and it won't take any of my sign-in information, so I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, I've never used it, and I only ever use, okay, dude in the Porsche, you can, let's go 5 miles an hour through the roundabout, yep, anyway, I've only ever used Supermon, so Supermon or Allmon is usually what I stick with for control. Wow, this guy is a real idiot. Well, I can tell I'm back in Traverse.
Yeah, it's only April. So is Supermon just like a website or an app or something like that that you somehow connect up to your node and control it that way?
It's a little website that's actually hosted off of the Pi itself. And, and you can control it. You can see what all nodes you're connected to and what one's actively keyed and that stuff. So it's kind of a helpful little tidbit. You can also customize it because it's just CSS. You can customize it to whatever you'd like it to be. So that's usually what I go with. Plus, you can also control it. Like, you can use your phone or your laptop and put in the
Yeah, getting a lot of noise in the background there on your transmission. All right, yeah, I'll check that out. Maybe I'll give that a whirl. Although I paid like $7 for this app, so I'd kind of like to get it working. I guess I'll figure it out.
Yeah, sorry, I switched over to the other room. Yeah, well, let me know what kind of progress you make on that. I've never use the Node Remote app. I don't really plan either, so anyway. But okay, so now after listening to your audio, now that I'm at a stop, I can get a better idea. I would say it sounds like your audio is being double de-emphasized, so it's kind of muffled. So if you go into simple USB somewhere, try turning off the emphasis, and then try your audio again and see if it makes it a little less muffled.
Yeah, I think that was one of the recommended settings with the Sherry Pie, but yeah, I think I can remember how to get back in there and turn that off.
Yeah, give me a minute. A car just rolled up next to me that's got some incredibly loud
ignition noise that's preventing me from hearing the repeater. Minute, you make. Okay, now he's gone. I can hear you now.
Yeah, and you're coming in a lot clearer, too.
Yeah, I was on the wrong receiver originally. I was on the Elmwood receiver, and once you start dropping into Acme is when it starts getting kind of iffy. Where'd you go?
I'm still here. I'm just trying to get up an asterisk session to change that one setting you recommended.
Ah, okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go back into all my documentation and figure out how to do this rather than keep you literally hanging.
What are you trying to figure out? I could probably help you.
All right, I'm using an app called MOBA Xterm for doing my session, and I don't know where I am.
You're trying to open up an SSH session to remote into it. That's what you're trying to do. So you got to go to the top left. I think it says add there. I don't quite remember. I haven't used. Okay, dude. Yes. Turn signals are optional. I don't remember if it says add or new session, but it's going to be the top left. You'll do that. You'll want to click on SSH, enter in the address of your Pi. I don't know what software you use. I don't know if you use Ham VoIP or ASL3, but if you use Ham VoIP, the port's going to be 222, and if you use ASL3, it's going to be 22.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm there. I just don't remember where the settings are that you wanted me to change.
Oh, sudo space ASL-menu.
Well, I'm at the admin menu on the root directory, so where do I go from there?
The admin menu. Are you in ASL menu, or are you, like, at in the console?
I think I'm in the console, and do I want to start a bash shell interface? Is that it?
Nope. What are your options?
There's like 14 of them.
Do you see something about simple USB?
Run simple USB tune menu?
That's the one.
Okay, now I'm back. Okay, now I remember this. So what was it, pre-emphasis mode disable? Is that what you said?
De-emphasis mode. You want to disable de-emphasis mode.
Okay, I just disabled that. Do I need to reboot my my device to get it to change?
No, but it made a heck of a difference. So press W to write that change, and then you can press, I think it's either 0 or X to get out of there.
Done. So that sounds better, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a world of difference. Originally, like, it's like comparing, like, putting a sock on your microphone, and then you took the sock off. It sounds so much better.
Oh, right on. Well, hey, thanks for walking me through that. I appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's significantly better. It sounds like you got your audio levels set right, too, and all that stuff. Good job, man. I told you you'd figure it out.
Yeah, I tweaked all those settings using the parrot function and all of that, and seems like I got it where it should be. So it's good to hear that feedback from someone that's actually on the other end saying that it's properly set. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it sounds just fine over the network. You don't even have any packet loss either. Are you using Ethernet or Wi-Fi?
I've got it plugged into Ethernet now, and I'm actually in the menu to configure the Wi-Fi, and I was going to give that a try too. But my Wi-Fi network is very robust, so I don't anticipate any issues.
Well, good deal. Just keep in mind, when you switch to Wi-Fi, the IP address of that Pi is going to change, so you'll have to find it.
Well, if I go into my router settings and it's not static, but it's something else that they call it. Does that work, and does that keep that that IP address the same?
Yes. However, switching to Wi-Fi, actually, if you're switching to a completely different network interface device or NIC, network interface card NIC. So to speak, which has a different physical MAC address, which is how your router keeps track of where that device is and what that device is to assign it that IP address. So when you switch to Wi-Fi, you're going to throw that original MAC address out the window unless you plug your Ethernet back in, because the Wi-Fi is going to be at a different MAC address.
Okay, that's understood. Well, let me do this. Let me walk around a little bit, because the location where my US or where my Ethernet hub is kind of in the basement, right under the cold air return and the main heat duct, which is metal. And I had some issues getting my hotspot to reliably connect on that when it was in that location. So let me walk around, if you'd entertain that, and let me know if I'm still getting in okay.
I don't know what happened on that last transmission. You dropped out a couple times, but it didn't sound like your signal was weak. So it didn't really have any packet loss characteristics to it. I don't know what you have the squelch set to on that SA818, but I guess after you walk around a little bit, we'll see if it keeps doing it.
Yeah, so the squelch setting was recommended in the kit that I got to set at 6. If you think I could change that, let me know.
I always tried to set it to the lowest possible setting I could without it self-activating. So it wouldn't, just randomly open squelch. So I would try to put it in a pretty low interference environment and then set the squelch to like 1 or 2, maybe 3. But yeah, it's kind of, setting the squelch on those is a little trivial, because I've noticed that squelch level 6 is not the same across every single SA818 that ever exists.
All right, how am I getting it now? How are you reading me?
I couldn't tell you moved, so sounds fine.
Yeah, I'm about as far away from the node as I would probably get around my house and property, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, you also have, like, there's, like, the slightest hint of that 60 hertz hum going on, but, like, you got to listen for it, because most people wouldn't notice it, so that's also pretty good, too.
Yeah, the kit came with a ferrite doodad that I followed their instructions and wrapped my power cord around it to try to eliminate that.
Well, I'd say it worked pretty well, because like, it only happens when you're, like, in a specific spot, and it's only there for a very short amount of time because you're moving. And, like, really, it's totally fine. Like, if I didn't have my volume cranked, if I got, because that's how I'm trying to give you accurate, audio reports, so I just have the volume cranked up. But if I left my speaker at a normal listening level, I wouldn't have noticed it.
All right, cool. Well, I'm kind of over in another spot in my yard. Still coming in okay?
Yeah, just fine.
All right, one more spot that I'd like to check, and then we can call that a complete test. This is K8BCW.
That one was fine, too. I couldn't tell you moved.
Great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, any chance, Drake, do you want to do a net or let it pass?
I am on Lafreniere, so I will tell you when I get home.
Okay, I didn't know if the outlook worked, so just put it out there. All right, let you guys go. Any chance.
All right, Drake, with that, I will say thank you again in 73s, and I'll let you get back to the rest of your audience that is scrambling for your time. Thank you again, my friend. I appreciate you. K8BCW.
Yeah, no problem, sir. We'll catch you later. DMH Mobile, Traverse City. And I don't know what happened there, but you were almost completely noticed there, Toby. But I got the gist of what you said. And 8 doing.
Hello, Toby there. Called the second transmission. It's a lot of noise in your signal, Toby. Yeah, Drake, sorry, I didn't mean to chase you guys off. I just not really geared up to run the net, so I don't know how to do it. So, wondered if you wanted to do it or not, or if you needed me to call somebody. So, I don't know what the sustainability of this instance is, so I don't want to jump to conclusions. So, I'll stand by. I'll let you guys go at it. Sorry to get in your way. Thanks again. KC8CMQ, any PWM?
Hey, go ahead. I think I've got a hot spot. KC8CMQ.
Uh-oh. I think my radio didn't key. John, did you figure out what happened with that channel list on 8PWM?
All right, you're barely making the system. I can barely copy you, so I heard you say you figured it out. So, all right, we'll chat with you later. 73 KC8CMQ and 8PWM.
I sit over here by the window. KC8CMQ.
Yeah, that's a little better. You need to get your external antenna hooked up.
Yeah, I'm on an ATG in the house. Gotta find a good hot spot.
You got that other radio. Why don't we just program that thing up and put it on an outside antenna?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't copy any of that, John. We'll have to chat later on. NAPWM, 7:30.
Hey, CMNXQ. She's here now.
Yeah, John, that's a little bit better, NAPWM.
Well, I got the, I'm on low power and I'm on the other, I'm on my big beam, but I got it swung the wrong way.
Oh, you're close enough that, you're fine probably whichever way you point that beam.
Yeah, I should. This is that other, Kenwood that, I bought a long time ago and replacing my, my 733 for right now, but there you go, he should be, strong right there.
Oh yeah, you're in full quieting. So, no problem there. But, yeah, the AT just doesn't do well in the house.
Yeah, I just gotta find a hot spot to where it gets out. I stand on the porch outside, but I'm not gonna do that all the time. Yeah, well, we figured, well, we'll just throw this one on. I got to get in here and I got to turn the, I should probably put my speaker. I got an external speaker that goes into the other room, so when somebody hollers, I can hear it and run in here.
Oh, there you go. We just need to put radios all over your house.
Well, yeah, I was looking to see where my, HF antenna was outside. I'm pretty sure that I left it up there when I when the other antenna died. But I couldn't really see it right off the bat. The dinner was ready, and I was tired because we were working on the motorhome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we only got a couple weeks before Mother's Day weekend, and so you'd be up to market. But, well, very good. We'll get you back on HF. You know I'm not going to give up till you're back on that, right?
Well, I guess that's what you say. Hey, guess what? I'm going to have to put this into Facebook. Now, I don't know if anybody else has got it or not, but Sherry got a first tick today. So I don't know if anybody else has got them, but they are out now.
What is it that you got? You cut out.
She got a tick, the ICK.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what that is.
One of those little animals that's real small to run around outside the on the grass. You pick them up and then they bite. A tick, a tick.
Oh, all right, a tick. I get you. I'm thinking a thermal imaging camera, and I'm like, what's Sherry going to do with that?
So I guess, well, it's going to rain tomorrow, but I guess after that I have to get out there and start spraying, use this stuff, because once we use this stuff that we got and we get into Walmart, we don't have ticks for maybe 4 months, maybe 5 at the most. If it doesn't rain a lot, it'll stay on there. So I guess I got to get out there and start doing that pretty quick.
KC, CMQ, and APWM for ID. Well, yeah, our area just isn't going to work because we're surrounded by woods, and it's just not great, you know, for that. So, but we've been lucky. Willow's got such a thick coat, she doesn't get ticks, but... we've been lucky. I think in the past few years, we've only gotten one or two on us. So that's not a bad thing. All right, John, I'm going to let you go. We're going to be pulling in any second here. So we'll let you tie the ribbons on it. Say 7-3. KC at QMQ for the final and 8 PWM will be clear in QRT.
Okie dokie. You have a good evening tonight, and we're going to go back in here and just watch the television and watch Facebook. Hello, Charlie 8, Charlie Mike. We're back.
KS8FLI, monitoring.
Yeah, good evening. KF8FLI, I believe it is. WD8WYV. Tom down here in Cadillac, how you doing? Wonder if I'm getting through. KF8FLI, WD8WYV.
WB8WIV, WX1J, you're getting in fine, Tom. A little bit patchy, a little bit of hiss in the background, but fairly readable. And good evening to you, Nick.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Scott. I popped put it up to 30 watts. Maybe that'll be a little better. I should be able, should be getting it okay. Yeah, I didn't hear Nick. He called. I called for him, but he didn't come back. Anyway, thanks for coming back, Scott. I wanted to make sure I was getting in.
I'm back. I was having some external antenna issues, so I'm back on the radio.
Okay, that's nice. Nick, good to hear you. Glad you're back in. KFLI and WWIV. I'm going to let you guys go ahead for it. Tom, you're much better the second round, and everything sounds good. You're all set to go for the net. Backing out, WX1J.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, thanks for coming back. I'll leave it at 30 watts, but I've got 50 watts. I can pump it up if need be. If I don't like it, but I will. Thank you, Nick. I heard you in there, but I come back. Please forget Scott, and he wants to fight without here in Cadillac. Go ahead, Nick. Sounds pretty good.
Can I hear you say that last part? My radio just went out. I didn't see here the last probably 30 seconds of the picture.
Yeah, I see you, Roger. They got a lot of noise on your signal last time. I don't know if you're running off candy talk or something. I just thought that I'm down here in Cadillac, and it sounded pretty good. Although this last time it sounded again like there's a lot of static and noise with me. I wonder if it's antenna connection that's maybe ground isn't quite right or something. It might be a little loose. Go ahead, Nick. Pick it up. WDHWIV.
Thank you. This might be a little bit better. I'm up in Traverse City, and I'm just going to come out and say hi tonight and then get out of here and try and fix my radio.
Well, that time was perfect, Nick. There's no problem there. I don't know what you did. It might be not the radio. It might be the antenna. I checked that first. That's my assumption. Go ahead. That sounds like Nick is working on his antenna system. I'll stand by. WB8WIV.
K8 SDZ Rick. try that again. KSDZ radio check on Echo Link.
You're solid, Glenn, WX1J.
I might do this net on Echo Link, see if it works. I'm curious if I can do a digital message this method. Problem is I got a 1 second delay on this thing.
I would strongly advise against that. Any damage?
Why is that, Drake?
You're gonna, well, A, it's gonna be really hard to key up, because you gotta wait a minute, about a second or two, and there's a lot of packet loss at times, so it may not work at all.
I gotcha. I'll go back to regular method then. Thanks.
This is KS8SLI. It seems like you guys are coming in clear now. I had a few disconnections on my antenna. I'm surprised it's even working.
Okay, this is Z. Can someone give me an idea of what the static level is for my transmission? No static. An AT-image. Is the more remote stations that are struggling, Dre? Yes, and it's intermittent. It just seemed especially bad tonight, but, all right, we'll give it a try. Net in 5 minutes. Get us cheesy. Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherry Lamb Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Patient for use repeater is provided by the Cherry Lamb Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the Munson 444.35 repeater. This repeater is not working. Go to 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name by your call sign. Please go slowly. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Ward NHWK.
Drake, NHDMH.
Mike, Kilo, Delta 8, Romeo, Echo, Hotel.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
KBH, SDK.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
November 8, Charlie, November.
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, receiving a form.
Nick, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India.
Scott, Whiskey, X-Ray, 1, Juliet.
All right, we've got a bunch in here. I think I've got Ward NAWK. I've got Drake NADMH. I've got Kevin number one. I have to come back and Kevin number one ends in EA. Sorry, Kevin. Brad N8KFQ, Bob KGFJ, Kevin KF8AG1. I've
got a DMK, I've got Tony K at a BZ, I got Joe NACN, Jeff NAVX, Scott WX1J, other stations. It's been a long day. Can you listen to the first Kevin that I screwed up the call sign with? Kevin, can you check in again, please?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Whiskey Uniform, gotcha. Who's next? Anybody else?
K8WPE, Dave.
Huh?
K8WPE, Dave.
Gotcha in there, Dave. I thought I heard Mark, is that correct? Last station, you're all set. I try again. Foxtrot Lima, India. Gotcha. Anybody else? Anybody got you in there? Anybody else?
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, second check in there.
Mike, I got you in there. Anybody else? Well, I'm going to do my best. It's been a very staticky repeater this evening. Let's go to Ward. Ward NAWK, Ward, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Ward NAWK. I'm at Bryant Park. No traffic.
Drake, NADMH, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, Floresta and South Airport, no traffic.
Brad, NHJXQ, Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Brad, NHJXQ, east side of Traverse City, no traffic.
Bob, KFDJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KBHSDJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, Spider Lake, no traffic.
I think it's Christopher. KE8BMK, is that correct, Christopher? Your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Tony, KE8FBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Location is Rennie Lake. No messages. Back to net.
Joe, NACN. Your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, NACN. I'm here in CC near Brownlow and South Airport. Emergency power, no traffic for the net. Good evening. Thanks.
Jeff, NADX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
Glenn, it's Jeff. I'm at work at the clinic in the city of Seward, 46 degrees, and snow is coming, and no other messages, and ADX.
All right. That forecast warmed my heart. I'm glad we're in Traverse City now. I've got WW, your location, I messages to pass.
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Northwest Indiana, middle of a thunderstorm, and no messages to pass.
I had a station with good signal but low audio FOI station. Please give me your name and your location. I have messages to pass.
This is Nick, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot in India. I
Cass and Hartman, no messages.
Nick, thanks for joining us. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, good evening, Glenn. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street near Rose, and I have no traffic for the net. Back to net. WX1J.
Let's go to Dave. KWPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Dave, KAWPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, and just a reminder about the Cadillac swap on Saturday.
Let's go to Mike, KD8REH. Mike, do we have any weather alerts coming up?
Mike, Kilo Delta, 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. No alerts at the moment, just a high wind advisory, which I believe was going till 8 o'clock tonight. I do have two dates for you. Looks like Thursday coming up this week at 6 p.m. at the Health Department. There's a Skywarn training in Grand Traverse County. Again, that's free to the public. Thursday at 6 p.m. at the not the Governmental Center, the Health Department. And then the following week, May 6th, we are going to do a Skywarn training. That'll be on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater System, including the 8-6. That'll be at 8 o'clock. So 2 days there for you. Again, the Skywarn training this Thursday at 6 at the Health Department. And the Skywarn training, that'll be next Wednesday at 8. Back to net.
Let's go to Amity, KE8ZOY. Amity, your location, any messages to pass?
Amity, KE8ZOY, Davis Lake at the bottom. Just confirm that it is windy.
Amity, we lost half of your message. Could you repeat, please?
Amity, KE8ZOY, Davis Lake at the bottom of Leelanau County. And I will confirm it is getting windy out. We've got to our doctor inside of the field. J-E-H.
Have I missed everybody before we do digital traffic?
KC8VAC.
Mark, KC8VAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Yes, location is 6 miles south of Trump's Corners off of M37 and traffic back to net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a full docket here with everybody. The most digital messages to stations we passed is 7. Let's see if we can break that tonight. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. This is KGTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Drake, any DMH, we got it.
Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy.
NAWK, full copy.
KB8SDJ, full copy.
KC8VAP, full copy.
WX1J, full copy.
AE8GOY, full copy.
AAWPE, lots of gibberish, but no copy.
KF8DMK, full copy.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, full copy.
I count 9 positives, 1 negative. We have set the bar even higher. Thank you all for checking in. I'm going to turn it over, net over to the Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherry Land.
So good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Lundy Evening Social Hour Net. The mesh net and the use of the WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. All licensed amateurs are welcome and invited to check into the mesh net. WX1J, my name is Scott, and I'll be the next control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. So for some reminders, tomorrow morning, of course, it's breakfast with hams at the JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road at 9 o'clock. Be there and enjoy some great time with some great people. Everyone's welcome. Tomorrow night is the April Club meeting, featuring a presentation for tomorrow night as a conclusion, or conclusions drawn from a toroid designs and infed half-wave antenna construction. Findings that will help you make informed choices that radically affect your antenna performance. And I think everybody's interested in how to get better performance out of their antennas. So that's tomorrow night at 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, and starts at 7 p.m. There's information, additional information about that is on the website at cherrylandarc.com. So in April, we started a class to learn to use Morse code. If you missed that, the start of the class, it's not too late. You can jump in today. Send me an email to wx1j@cherrylandarc.com, and I'll send you the materials so that you can catch up quickly before our May meeting. We're going to meet for once a month for 4 months, and you can join the journey. So join us for that. I'll break. And I'm back. So now we'll check in three groups tonight, again, as usual. The first are time constraints, short time stations. Second is EchoLink and All-Star, and then we go on to general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You can send me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles. So before we open for check-ins, I'd like to give out a big shout-out to Brad and AJXQ for his hard work in pulling together a very successful community benefit event for Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. The club members, Pete, Dave, Caleb, Tom, and Tony, supervised so many youngsters building radios and flashlights at the Traverse Area District Library's MakerFest last Saturday. Over 300 kids and their parents went through all of the exhibits, and our four tables were completely packed with kids putting together kits from start of the event to the end. You'll hear more about that in the next newsletter, but you can be proud that your club showed up in the community and showed up well, and thanks to all who participated in that. I'll break. And this is WATCM, Net Control, for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins this evening for calling for short time in time-constrained stations. For short time station, please call now.
Whiskey Baker, Whiskey India, Victoria, Don Kilton.
And leading us off out of Cadillac is Tom, WB8WIV. Next short time check-in.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Alpha, Keith.
Okay, Keith, I have you in. Next short time check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin, short time.
Also seen at the Maker Fest is Kevin, KE8SBW. I have you. Next check-in for the short time check-ins. This is W8TCM, the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We're checking in, and we are on short time check-ins. There are three check-ins. Are there any further check-ins for short time check-in?
This is Nick Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India.
Okay, Nick, I have you. We'll do one last call for short time check-in. Okay, none heard. Let's go to the top of the list. Cadillac. Tom, WB8WIV, please go ahead with your transmission, and Keith, you'll be next.
Okay. Project Scott, thanks for taking with us tonight, WACCM, WB8WIV. Welcome in, everybody. I think we got about 64 degrees here yet. Maybe it's dropped to 58. I don't know. I haven't looked here lately. But we had a good day. A warm day, got up into the 60s, went to yoga this morning, and got the dogs out, Carol and I, this afternoon. Also took a short nap, and I had some little banking and stuff to do. It worked pretty well. We were going to go mushroom hunting, but it was pretty windy, and it looked like it might rain, so we thought, we'll wait until tomorrow. Of course, I was retired today, and I'll probably be retired tomorrow. Anyway, that was okay. Went really well, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. Thank you, Scott. Thanks again for taking the net. WACCM, WDAWYV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom, thanks for joining us this evening. As always, it's good to hear from you, and always interesting to keep a bead on when you're starting to do your mushrooming. I talked to somebody this weekend who was an avid morel mushroom hunter and was going on and on about the excited look on her face of how of getting out there and doing it. So I know how much it is. I hope you guys all have fun, and good luck in your retirement. Let's go to Keith. KF8GFA, you are up now, and Kevin, you're stand by. You're next. Go ahead, Keith.
This is Keith, Kilo Fox 8, Golf Foxtrot Alpha. Yeah, wanted to say me and my daughter really wanted to be at the Maker Fest on Saturday, but unfortunately we had to go deal with helping a mother-in-law with aftermath of a flooded basement. And so we couldn't make it. We would like to know, if possible, who made the FM radio kit that you put together so I can track one down for her, because I'm assuming they're all gone. Back to the net.
Okay, Keith. We can help you with that information. I have your information. I can get you in touch with the guy who led that. I'm not sure if there's any left or not. We did run out. I think they ran out of radios and have a bunch of flashlights left over. But the radio is a good one to do, and I'm sure we can get you connected somewhere along the line for you and your daughter. You'll hear more about that for email. I get your. Oh, I don't have your email address. Well, if you could send me a note, I'll follow up with it. That's wx1j@cherrylandarc.com. CherrylandARC.com. Okay, let's go on to Kevin, KESBW. Kevin, go ahead with yours, and Nick, you're on deck.
Good to hear from you. Hello, everyone. Yeah, we had a good time at the MakerFest on Saturday. Had a couple of kids build radios. My son's worked, Eric's worked right away, KF8DMD. His worked off the bat. My daughter's didn't work when we walked away from the table, but she didn't give up. She was in there digging around with the screwdriver and got it to work after the fact, so she was pretty excited about that. They really liked how they are made out of wood, so they're quite decorative now. They spent, I think, a good portion of yesterday evening adorning them with all sorts of colors and designs, so I really appreciate that. I think that was by far the best table at the event. So, just heading back from the farm. Sweet cherries are getting close to blossom. Checking traps, had porcupine damage again. So, almost back home with my second oldest son, Thomas. So, hope everyone has a good night. Back to that from KESBW.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for checking in. Yeah, it was great seeing you guys and seeing the guys working on their radios. That was that brings a lot of warmth to my heart, so it was good to see you. And sorry to hear about the porcupines. That adds a whole new level of things you have to deal with. And let's hope there's no frost in the coming days. It's supposed to get a little cooler, but let's hope it just stays cool, cold. Thanks again, Kevin. Nick, KF8FLI, please go ahead with your transmission, and we will take additional check-ins. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you. This is Nick, KF8FLI. I had a nice weekend. My parents came up for town, up to town for a little conference that they had, so it was nice, good to spend some time. I went out to the Trout Festival in Kalkaska, and I didn't realize that was even a thing, so that was fun. But I think that'll be all for tonight, so I'm going to send it back to you. Thank you.
Okay, Kevin. Nick, thanks a lot. And it was fun. I'm glad you got a chance to get up to the Trout Festival. I'll be curious to know. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure, and find out if you there's any trout in the process, so that'd be kind of fun. Glad you had some time with your parents as well. So thanks everybody for your short time check-ins. So let's now move to EchoLink and All-Star. EchoLink and All-Star, first EchoLink All-Star check-in, please call now.
November 8 Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Jeff, you're on the list.
Kilo Delta 9, check-in
from EchoLink and All-Star.
Kevin.
K8SGZ.
Booming signal, K8SGZ. I may have stepped onto somebody, so I'm going to leave a little bit of air here. Any other All-Star and check-ins? Excuse me, EchoLink and All-Star check-ins. I have N80X and K8SGZ. If you tried to catch in, I might have walked on you, so please call again.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
I knew you were out there, Kevin. Okay. Next EchoLink check-in, please. None. Okay. Let's go to general check-ins. First general check-in, please. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, this is your chance to check-in. Please call now.
Dave, K8WPE.
Dave, I have you. Next check-in.
Kevin, KF8AGY.
Kevin, you're on the list. Next check-in, please.
Brad, N8JXQ.
Brad, you're on. Next check-in, please.
Drake, N8DMH.
FQ, K8Pete.
Okay, I got the writing here. So Drake, I have you, and Pete, I have you. Next check-in, please.
Hammett, Mark, K8GAP.
Mark, you're on the list. Next check-in.
Hammett is K-E-H-G-O-Y.
Hammett, you are on the list as well. Next check-in, please.
K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, you are on the list. Next check-in.
Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
Okay, Tony, I have you. Next check-in. Okay, we'll call that the bottom of this list. We'll come back at the, let's go to the top of the list. We'll come back to the bottom. And I'll take a standby for additional check-ins at that time. But let's go to Alaska, talk to Jeff, N8EX. Please go ahead, Jeff. Glad to hear from you. It's been a while. And Glenn, you'll be next. NADX, you are up. WX1J, W8TCM.
Hello, Scott, and everyone out there. This is Jeff, NADX. I think there might have been a lag in Starlink system here, but just finishing my day up at the
Seward Clinic here, and look out the window to the south at the bay, and the rain stopped, clearing up. It's near 50 degrees, and they're forecasting snow, but who knows? It's what might be coming next, but there's no snow on the ground right now, and we had Kite Festival last weekend, which was fun, and kids got to go out, and we had some wind for that. We also had our first week of EMT class for the fire department, so we were busy with that. And then 2 weeks ago, we had our POTA event here in Seward, which one of our hams, Ty, KL2WX, headed that up. And we'll probably be doing more. But it's been kind of busy and a lot of stuff going on, both work and with amateur radio stuff. And so hopefully we'll get more going. Other than that, not much else to report, so I'll pass it back to Nat and ADX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot. It sounds like you're always busy, you're doing something. I'll bet that POTA event was probably well attended. It's, a lot of people have a difficult time getting Alaska. I'm looking for somebody to do more transmitting from Hawaii. That's the only state I'm missing, so. We'll catch that somewhere along the line, I'm sure. But anyway, it's good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to the middle of the summer. Maybe we'll see you in person again. With that, let's go over to Glenn, K8SGZ, Echolink. Go ahead with your transmission and stand by.
Good evening, everybody. I'm using this brick of a phone. It's called a Sonom XP8, a really old phone. But I do have Echolink on it, and I eventually want to pair it with a Starlink so that basically I could listen to the net from basically anywhere in the world. Just playing with toys, and just want to see how well this works in terms of audio quality. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to warmer weather, and hopefully we got the snow behind us. Get us easy.
Okay, Glenn, thanks a lot. Yeah, you're just rock solid. The audio quality is much more solid than your radio coming through this direction. So I've recorded both the T-Barge and this last your last transmission. So I'll send those to you so you can do an audio comparison of what happens on this side of the radio. With that, let's go to Kevin, KD9WWU in Indiana. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, sir, and then stand by.
Thank you, Scott, WTCM, WATCM. We're just trying to gear up, get ourselves moved up there. We are going for another small move again next week. We should be up in northern Michigan on Monday evening sometime, so I should be up there live, 7 Echolink. And we'll be up for 5 days, so we'll see everybody on Tuesday at Breakfast with Hams. So we are looking forward to that. And between now and then, I got some pull up some carpeting and take care of some wallpaper chores. So other than that, back to you, W8TCM Scott, and we'll see everybody later.
Awesome. Sounds good, Kevin. Well, I was glad to hear from you, and it's even better when we can see you in Ann and you join us for breakfast. We'll look forward to seeing that and say hi to her for us. My mistake, Pete was not next. Dave, K-A-W-P-E. Dave, you're next, and Kevin, you'll be behind Dave. So, Dave, take it away.
Okay, well, good evening. This is Dave, K-A-W-P-E, for the fellow, I forget who it was, that was looking for an FM radio kit for his kids. If you go to Amazon, put in FM radio kits for children, you will come up with more than you really want. And some are very similar in circuitry, but different in price. They all
that come in wooden boxes. There are plastic ones and other ones, but the wooden box ones go from $8.99 on up to $25. And so I picked the cheapest one because they all look like they're the same little boards, and they have a nice wooden case and a nice speaker. Very nice sounding. So anyway, and I want to thank Brad for setting up the whole thing and getting all of us, putting the heat under all of us, and getting us interested to come and help out. It was really a blessing to watch these little kids and their mothers and sometimes their grandmothers who sat there, and they were very helpful. Some of those mothers and grandmothers were pretty sharp cookies, and they probably could have built the kit without me. But anyway, and thanks to Tony for taking the photos, because they're going to write an article and send it to the ARRL. And some of us may end up on, not on the cover, I don't think, but end up in QST anyway. It was a wonderful day. So back to the net. Take it away, Scott. WATCM, this is KWPE.
Okay, Dave, thank you again, and thanks also for your help on Saturday. It was awesome. You're the guru of this, what we call it, soldersmith, the guru soldersmith that kept everything rolling, particularly with the flashlights. So that was awesome. Appreciate it, and appreciate you checking in with us this evening. It's always good to hear you, especially when you're local. Kevin, KF8AGY, please take it away, and Brad, you'll be next.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. I'm going to do a shameless plug for the presentation tomorrow night. Scott already did that, but I'll go ahead and add it in. What started out as a troubleshooting task ended up turning into a three-month project series that eventually led me to my conclusions, and I will leave it at that. The conclusions are very surprising. There was some interesting technology utilized in that in order to come up with those answers, and I look forward to delivering that message to the club tomorrow night. And at this point, on deck is my next project, which is going to be what I call a boutique L-match. It'll be able to do impedance up, impedance down, and through two ranges of inductance and capacitance to dial in correction to bring an antenna very close to its one-to-one SWR. Break. And speaking of SWR, the thing that one of the things that's going to make it boutique is inside the matchbox there will be a Raspberry Pi driving a two-digit Nixie tube display with live SWR being displayed, so you can dial in your correction and go ahead and transmit. And the goal of that is to get me, wherever I'm operating, get me as close to a one match where I don't need to use the ATU and the power amp, and then just use the ATU to do a fine tune. So I expect that project's probably going to run a couple months at least. I'll be reporting on it to Jerry Juice, and look forward to you guys reading the articles. With that, WATCM, this is KF8EGY. I'll send it back to you.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that. Thanks for the information. You're speaking tomorrow night. It's going to be, I think it's going to be excellent. It'll be a lot of fun. We'd really like to see everybody there in person. You get much more benefit by hearing the live presentations when they're live. There is also a link on the website for those who want to attend by Zoom, but you don't get popcorn on Zoom, and there's a whole bunch of other things that don't happen when you're on Zoom. But it'll be there. So go to cherrylandarc.com, our website, and you can click on the announcement that talks about the club meeting tomorrow night, and you'll get additional information as well as the hot link to the Zoom meeting tomorrow night. And thanks for that trickle of a teaser about what's coming up. It sounds awesome. Thanks, Kevin. Brad, you are on now, N8JXQ. Please take it away, and Drake, you'll be standing by.
Good evening, Scott and Annette. This is N8JXQ.
And it's already been mentioned several times, and I'm going to talk some more about what happened at MakerFest. Had a great time. Everybody, we were busy all day long. I think I sat down exactly one time, but we were busy all day long having a great time with the kids. We passed out, or we didn't pass out, we helped build or distribute 46 radio kits and 40 flashlight kits. And so we have leftover radio kit, first come, first serve. And Keith, I did note your earlier transmission. If you're still on, you should be able to buy your flashlight kit. You should be able to buy your FM radio kit on Amazon for between $9 and $10, the same one that we got. And the flashlight kit you should be able to get between $6 and $7. And that kit's actually a little more difficult to build, I think, and it does require a couple of solder connections. So there's some work on that one. But I do have, like I say, one radio kit left over, and I have 9 flashlight kits left. And I've already been contacted by one member of the club for a couple of flashlight kits. And I'll take a break here. And I'm back. Hey, I wanted to extend thanks to everybody involved. And the top of the list is the ARRL, who granted us $1,000 to buy those kits. And there were some other club members who also contributed some money to make this whole thing go. And so thank you to all the contributors. Club members who attended and were great help included Tony, KE8SBZ, Pete, K8WQK, Doc, K8WPE, Scott, WX1J, Tom, KE8CBM, and Caleb, KD8WAM. So again, thank you for everybody who attended. I'm looking forward to next year already, so I'm going to be putting together a really good after-action report to the board at the ARRL, explaining what we did, and maybe we can get another grant when we apply next fall. So again, thank you to everybody. Back to you, Scott. This is NHJXQ.
Okay, Brad, thanks. Thanks again. And once again, thanks again for your leadership and pulling all that together and making it happen. Sometimes pulling is kicking and screaming, but we all got there, so it was fun. Drake, DMH, please go ahead. Pete, there you'll for real this time. You'll be next. So go ahead, Drake.
Hey, good evening, NADMH. Just finished putting up my Comet GP6 maypole with a big old brake drum on the bottom of it. And I haven't even gotten to step inside to try it yet. So I'll just, literally haven't even checked the match. So it could be terrible and I have to take the whole thing down again and look at it, but at least all the connections are sealed, so how about that? So, yeah. Also, Joe and I worked on running a fiber optic cable between our places. It's not done yet, but the cable is run outside of my place. And we just got to make a trench for the conduit and he's got to run it inside his place and then plug in both ends and hopefully nothing broke in the process. So, anyway, I'm going to get back to making sure I don't break anything. And we'll listen to the net at 8 DMH.
Okay, Drake, thanks. Thanks again. Sounds like you guys are having a great amount of fun. And, of course, you remember the old saying, if it ain't broke, break it. So good luck with your fiber optics and your new antenna. Hopefully those all work well. AWQK, please take it away. And Mark, you'll be next.
Thank you, Scott. Good evening, one and all. Let's see. First of all, hats off to Brad. You pulled off a nice one there, Brad, and everybody else that showed up. But Brad, you organized it, so you get the lion's share of the credit. That was a good time. and good for the community. Looking forward to breakfast in the morning, of course, and I don't have a lot else to add. I don't know. I just don't seem to stay near as busy as some of you. Helped a buddy, a fellow ham, with an antenna project today. We made some progress, and other than that, not too much going on. See you all in the morning. KWQK.
Okay, Pete, thanks. Again, yeah, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And, again, you did an awesome job with the kids, so congratulations to you as well. Mark, KACZAP, please go ahead. And Amadi, you're coming up.
This is Mark, KACZAP, and today's Monday evening Sports Power Network. And I don't really have a lot to report. I am transitioning from snow removal to lawn care, I guess I can say that, and all the things associated with it. So with that, back to net control. KACAP.
KACAP, W8TCM returning. Very good, Mark. And, yeah, it's nice to have made that transition from snowblower to lawnmower. But it's green, but now it's a work. We raked the leaves to the yard, to the street the other day, but man, doesn't that look nice. And it'll only be a few short months we'll be breaking the rest of the leaves as they all fall down. So life's a cycle, right? Again, thanks for checking in, Mark. Amity, KEZOY, you are on, and Edgar, you'll be next. Go ahead, Amity.
KEZOY, looking forward to tomorrow morning breakfast and tomorrow evening. Just have a question out there with this big storm. It's going to be on the radio as the storm flows through and we right now I'm just listening and enjoying listening to everybody on the radio. KEHZOY. Thank you.
Okay, Amity, a little bit of a bouncing ball there. You're in and out of the repeater, but most of it, and I think what Mike said was there's no current plans for a Skywarn session this evening, but to keep an eye on things in case it changes. They're just expecting high winds. If it turns into more than that, then I would just keep an ear open for the ear on the repeater to see if a Skywarn pops up. Thanks again, Amity. See you in the morning. Edgar, KA8. HYE, please go ahead, and Tony, you'll be next.
This is KAHYE, and boy, it sounds like a busy weekend for everybody. We had guests up at our company, so we tied up for a while, but maybe next time. Sounded like a lot of fun. And be interested to look at Amazon and see what those kits look like. Good job at the net today, and sounds like a good time was had by all. Talk to you later. This is KAHYE.
Excellent, Edgar. Thanks again. Yeah, I think you're probably as excited as anyone for the weather to begin turning and to get a little bit greener and a little bit warmer so you can get your airplanes back out, and that we'd be interested in hearing more about that as the season progresses, but I'm sure you're getting ready to have some fun with that. Tony, KE8SBZ, please take it away. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list, and I'll take a standby for additional check-ins. Tony, go ahead, please.
We've reached the bottom of the barrel. This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Oh, gosh. It was an exciting week. I've been looking out the window expecting a squad car to pull up. I had more fun at the Maker Fest than the law will allow, and I just want to thank all of the crew that came out and did a fine job and had an opportunity to share their skills and help out some young folks in the community. I want to thank some of the hams that stopped by to say hi. I remember, I'm going to miss system, but Kevin, Eric, Dan, Daniel, Kate, we haven't seen her in a long while, Emma Lou, and probably a few others, and it was just a great time. I'm gonna leave it there because I'm still really enjoying thinking about it. So I'll pass it back to Scott, and I do want to mention that the swap is coming up for the Cadillac ham. The Cadillac swap is coming up. It's a big one. And what is it? The first is it on the 4th of May? I'll verify with you, Scott, if you got that, and I'll pass it back to you. This is K8SBZ.
Oh boy, Tony. Yeah, so much to talk about. You remember everything, and remember who all the people that stopped by. But yeah, it was just awesome. And regarding the Cadillac Ham Fest, the swap in Cadillac is Saturday, May 2nd. You can find information about that in the latest issue of the Cherry Juice. We have a full article on that. You can also look up the Wexahkee Amateur Radio Club, Wexahkee County, Wexahkee Amateur Radio Club, and they've got, of course, a big deal about it as well on there. So all kinds of information. You can also check at the ARRL for local ham fests, and there's all kinds of stuff about it. It's going to be a fun one, and it always is a good time. And unlike the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club's swap shop, they're not featuring snowbanks. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is W8TCM, and I'll take a listen for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday evening social hour and wish to do so, this is a perfectly good time to start.
QO, Delta, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Alpha, Mike, Caleb.
Okay, we've got Nicholas and Caleb. Any additional check-ins for the Monday evening social hour?
KYH, Neil.
Neil, you are on. Thank you. Next check-in.
KS8DMD, Eric.
Eric, so nice to hear from you. You are on the list. Next check-in, please. Okay, we'll call that second bottom, and we'll start to the top. Nicholas, KD8NH, go ahead. Please, and stand by, Caleb.
Yes, this is Keely, KD8NH. I am doing well. Sorry about my stumble on my voice there. I went to pause my video game. I've been hooked up a Sega Genesis in my ham shack, and I've been playing NHL 97 on the Monday Night Social Hour nets, and it's a great way to pass time while listening to the net and enjoy some childhood memories. Anyway, looking forward to the Cadillac ham radio swap. I inherited a 20-foot aluminum tower piece over the last weekend, and I'm painting it like Massey Ferguson gray or something like that. It's a neutral color. And I'll be getting my VHF radio antenna here at the QTH up a little bit higher. So hopefully I can get a little bit more distance on simplex out of Traverse City. But we'll see what happens. If anything, the dipole that I have for HF will be mounted up a little higher also. So that'll be working also. Updates on that as we go along. Always good hearing everybody on the radio. Scott, doing a great job taking a net. And we'll send it back to you, WATCM KD8NH.
And as the man said, this is W8TCM, and as the man said, this is the 8 o'clock net. okay, Nicholas, thanks very much. Glad to hear you got your new tower. That's going to be a ton of fun. Your VHF signal into the repeater is solid as a rock, so there's not much improvement that can happen there. But I understand how you do every day and try to make a contact on VHF simple, and that seems to be working, and more often than not, we hear you, so...
Sounds good. Caleb, KD8WAM, another guy who was at the Maker Fest. Please go ahead with your transmission, and Neil, I'll let you go next.
Good evening, W8DCM in the net. Taking the net. Sorry to say I just showed up. I have some new chickens, and they keep roosting outside on the ground. It's a little stressful. And I think I finally figured out the problem. One of the other chickens is a big bully, and it's been whacking them back out of the coop. So I had to put a chicken in chicken jail, and hopefully that solves the problem. I did not know that Nick was making a Simplex contact every day. Let me know if you're out Kalkaska way, and I'd love to be your contact for the day. My shack is not audible from the house anymore, so you'll have to text me, but I think you have my number, or you can get it from Tony or Pete or Drake or Scott. Not too much else going on, just getting product listed on for our business today, tomorrow rather, and then it's packing day. Always an exciting week. 58 WAM back to net.
Hey, Caleb, thanks again. Yeah, chicken wrestling must be quite the sport. My daughter has chickens as well, and also ran into that problem, so I can kind of feel for the first you've got to figure out who the bully is, and then you've got to figure out how far you can put them away into jail before they can still cause problems. So good luck with that. Thanks again for your work this weekend. And regarding Simplex conversations, the best thing to do is listen on 146.52. It's a national calling frequency. And if you hear KD8NH, feel free to come back to them anytime. Or you can even put your own call out. But anyway, 146.52 Simplex, that seems to be the place. Neil, KY8H, please go ahead. And Eric, you'll be next.
Thank you, Scott. KY8H here. Well, my weekend I spent putting a new screen door in the house. It actually matches the house now instead of an ugly white one. It didn't work. And then tonight we got to play with a new toy at the fire department. Elk Rapids now has a drone that is absolutely awesome. It will be a good asset for all the departments around in Antrim County. So that was good news. We're getting ready for the wildfire season, so everybody be careful. Humidity is low, winds are high, not a good combination. With that, I will be back to you. I'll be at the breakfast in the morning with riding with Pete. Everybody have a safe evening. KYH, back to you, Scott.
Okay, Neil, thanks a lot, and thanks for the work you're doing with the fire department there in Antrim County as well. That's a good warning about the fire season. Let's pray that we don't have one of those this year. But we know, at least it's good to know that there are people out there who are prepared. Eric, KF8DMD, please take it away, and congratulations on the radio you put together. You did an awesome job with that, and hopefully you help your sister get hers going too. Take it away, Eric.
Thanks, Scott. This is KF8DMD. Both our radios are working really well. Jennifer's, she thought something just was disconnected, but we tightened everything up on them, and they're working fine now. I've not really been doing a lot. I broke my arm, but it's fine. And yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on. That's it.
Hey, Eric, thanks. Thanks a lot. Good signal in this evening, and thanks for checking in with us. Glad to see you guys have got that all figured out. And yeah, I was sorry to see your broken arm, and hopefully that'll heal well, and you'll be back at it.
for the summer, so it won't take too much longer. Eric, thanks a lot for checking in with us this evening. We appreciate it. Good to hear you, and we'll hopefully hear you again in the near future. So with that, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'll begin to close down the net unless there's additional check-ins. So I'll give one shout-out for additional check-ins, and then we'll close the net.
Recheck.
Recheck for NHAXQ.
Okay, we've got two rechecks. Let's go with Tony first, and then we'll go to Brad. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, Tony, K8SBZ. I will have to say that Eric is the only member of the club that can build a radio with one hand tied behind his back. I bet. With that, back to you.
Hear, hear. I think that's a true statement. Thanks. Thanks for making that observation, Tony. Let's go to, that was Brad. NHXQ, go ahead with your recheck and then we'll close.
Thanks, Scott. I was going to add earlier, and I had it in my list and read right past it, but I'll be bringing the spare leftover flashlight kits to the meeting tomorrow night. So if anybody would like to get a flashlight kit, you can pick one up there. Also, figure out who Keith is, what his call sign is. I do have the one FM radio kit, and I'll be holding that one for him. So back to you, Scott. Good net tonight. This is NHXQ.
Okay, Brad, thanks a lot. Keith is KF8, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Alpha, Golf Foxtrot Alpha, and he's here in Traverse City. I don't have an email at the moment, but if he sends me an email to wx1j@cherrylandarc.com, I will connect the two of you guys and we can get that radio in the right spot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there being no further check-ins, and we've gone out for questions and comments, this will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet here again next Monday on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club call WATCM. I'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use, and thanks everyone for your participation, for your comments, and for being here, for being part of the community. Good evening to all. W8TCM is clear, and WX1J is standing by.
And
not the camps, no audio. Sorry, KEFGW. Thank you.